The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us over and over again that we have to abide in him. That should seem pretty blatantly obvious, especially when he tells us 3 or 4 or 5 times in the same little passage that this is what we have to be about. And what is critical to recognize in this is exactly the point that we hear in the first reading, that we have to be patient. It's easy to abide in the Lord for a little bit. Just like any of us, we can be the nicest person in the world for a couple hours, maybe even for a few days. But if we're not very good people to begin with, we can't keep the facade up. The same is true if we're not abiding in the Lord. Oh, if there's some reason why we suddenly need to hang on tight, we can do so for a little bit. We don't have the strength to continue. And so as soon as things get a little more difficult, or as soon as the difficulty goes away, depending on which it is, we stop. We just go back to the way we usually are. And so when we hear in that first reading about the necessity of the patience, we realize that what the Lord is going to do is to test us. Just as St. James talks about the testing of Job, talks about the prayer of Elijah, and so on, every one of us is going to be tested. The Lord didn't need to tell us 3 or 4 or 5 times that we had to abide in him unless he knew fully well that we wouldn't, or that we'd be tempted not to. So that's why he told us over and over again, because he knows our weakness, he knows our struggles and difficulties. I mean, it should be pretty obvious. If we're not connected to the vine, we don't have any life. If we don't have any life, obviously we can't bear fruit. But we have nothing because the Lord said, even if all we got is a bunch of greenery, we're going to get trimmed off if we're not bearing fruit. And if we're bearing fruit, then we're going to get pruned. Well, it's the pruning that's the difficulty for us. When things get difficult, when things are being tested, that's where we're going to find out if we're really going to abide in the Lord, or if we're going to pull into ourselves and try and do it our own way, or whatever it might be. And so the Lord, of course, has an infinite imagination, and so there isn't just one way of being able to purify us or test us. He will test you according to your personality, according to your circumstances. He will use the very people and circumstances in your own life to be able to bring about whatever purification needs to be brought about. And if we're honest with ourselves, we all need a lot of it, a lot of it. All we have to do is watch what we do in the course of a day. How many times we mess up, how many times we're impatient, how many times we're judgmental, how many times we're uncharitable, how many times we're selfish, how many times we judge others, whatever it is. And we recognize when we start going through a little litany like that, yeah, I guess I fall into a lot of those things. Then they have to be purified, because those things stand in the way of our ability to bear fruit for the Lord. And so we need to remain firm in Christ, because there are going to be some very strong forces pulling against us, trying to rip us away from the Lord. Some of those are just on the natural level, our own weaknesses and our own selfishness. Some of it, of course, is going to be the devil. And so we've got all these different things from the flesh, the world, and the devil pulling at us. That's why the Lord keeps stressing, abide in me, abide in me, abide in me. That is where we get life from. That is where everything, because as he said, without me, you can do nothing. Notice he didn't say without me, you can do a little bit, but you got to rely on me for the other stuff. Now, he said, without me, you can do nothing. And yet, well, if you're anything like me, it takes a lot of decades to learn that lesson. Still haven't learned it. Keep trying to do it myself. And so we have to keep going back and trying again and again and again. Allow the Lord to abide in us. We need to abide in Him so that we have His life. We can do His work. We can bear His fruit. We can glorify Him. That's what we're created for. That's what's going to fulfill us. But unfortunately, because of sin and all of our own problems, we've got a lot that stands in the way of being able to do that. That's where that purification, that purgation, that pruning, that trimming, whatever you want to call it, has to come in. So we need to be patient. We need to trust. We need to wait. We need to allow the Lord to do what He wants to do. And all of that to prove, not so much to Him because He already knows, but to ourselves, what is really most important to us, that we will be faithful, that in the midst of it all, we will abide in Him and allow His life to bear fruit through us.